So today we have seven devotees who are getting initiated. Five are getting first initiation.
High Nam initiation will receive spiritual names and deeds. And also we have Krishna Smaranam and Buddha Yoga
who receive second and brahminical initiation from their spiritual master Satrup Maharaj, and are sitting here in the fire sacrifice. This fire is sacrifice is performed whenever there's a taking of binding vows. We've got a very nice fireplace prepared here, and so first I'm going to install Sripad, the representative of Lord Vishnu, here in the incarnation of Vishnu, right? In this form of a pot. And so while I do that, if everybody can just chant a little bit, and have a little bhajan for about 5 minutes while I do this arki. I'd just like to say a few words first about what you're going to see this evening, this initiation. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschacchade Satarane Om Agyanam Timmaram Dasya Garanjana Shalakaya Shaksuru Miritam Jainam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So this is a ceremony. This initiation ceremony is done for establishing externally what's already been in process, that is, relationship between guru and disciple. Well, the word initiate means to begin. The initiation has actually been affected by establishing of a relationship and acting in that relationship. But now it comes to a fruition. What one is being initiated into is the cultivation of Krishna consciousness under the guidance of a spiritual master. This is called bhajana kriya. There's different stages, a sequence of stages in spiritual advancement. First of all, shraddha. One begins by having some preliminary interest or attraction to Krishna consciousness. You think maybe there's something to it. It seems interesting. Let me see what these people are doing. Let me check it out. It's called shraddha. So some, not very strong faith, but initially enough faith to keep on inquiring. And as that develops, the next stage is called sadhusanga. Association with devotees. And because of that association with devotees who are engaged in spiritual practice, one's life becomes a little purified, and one begins to follow the same spiritual practices because of this association. We tend to become like those people we associate with. Every parent, they like to see who their children are associating with, because they know they pick up their qualities. So if you associate with diabolical people, you'll tend to become diabolical. And if you associate with saintly persons, you'll become saintly. Many of us can go either way. In this day and age, most of us could go either way. But if we are careful about our association, will develop those spiritual qualities. That's called sadhu sangha. And then one becomes finally very serious about spiritual life. Then bhajana kriya, the practice of devotional service in a regulated way, under the guidance of spiritual master. So this is where the initiation takes place in this process of bhajana kriya. By bhajana kriya, one makes a commitment that my spiritual advancement is the main thing in my life, the first thing, and that everything else I do shall be in support of that. We really, one who becomes an initiated devotee really doesn't have a second interest. One interest, let me develop love of God, and let me subordinate everything else, or make everything else I do in the service of that, make it favorable to that. So especially this is initiation, is called Harinam, into the Hare Krishna mantra. Of course these devotees have already been chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. They take a vow when they've been initiated to chant 16 rounds, I'll go around the beads 16 times a day, 108 beads times 16, and on each bead, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is a mantra, it means a sound vibration that purifies the mind. And we are especially, of course, anyone who chants Hare Krishna becomes purified. They may believe in it, they may not believe in it, they become purified, because it has a purifying effect. But there's also, for further spiritual advancement, or steady spiritual advancement, a proper cultivation of the holy name of the Lord. The reason the holy name of the Lord is purifying is that it is identical with Krishna. There is no difference between God and God's name. In this material world, which is a world of duality, in the world of duality, we make a distinction. There's a difference between something and the name that it bears. The name is assigned arbitrarily in different languages, whatever it may be. And certainly, when I'm thirsty and I go water, 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 or pani, 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 or vasar, 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 whatever it may be, doesn't quench my thirst, not in any language. Because of this difference, it's the world of duality. But the absolute truth is non-dual. So when I say Krishna, that is Krishna. It doesn't have to be Krishna even. Of course, we are particularly fond of the name of Krishna, because the word Krishna means all attractive, and that is one aspect of God that is underemphasized. We know that God is great, that God is very powerful, but that God is the most wonderful, attractive person, that hasn't been sufficiently appreciated. And so, therefore, we like this name, Krishna. God has many, many infinite qualities, and for every one of His qualities, characteristics, attributes, He has a name. So there's uncountable names of God, and all those names have been invested with God's spiritual potency. So any name, whether it's Krishna or Jehovah or Allah or Jesus, if it has name of God, it has spiritual potency. And the recommendation in this age for spiritual advancement is that we chant the name of God. So we are not sectarian. I said we have our preference, but any name is actually a name of God. You'll become purified. So, why? Because when we say God's name, God is there. Krishna is dancing on our tongue. And because of the association with Krishna, we become purified. So this is the way that God is most easily available and accessible to us. Today we're performing something of an elaborate ritual, but to chant God's name, really, there's no preliminary requirements. We come, you sit here in a temple in a holy place and chant God's name, but you can chant God's name in the Broad Street subway. It's just as powerful wherever you are, without any to-do, you can chant God's name. So there aren't any real hard and fast rules. Yet it is a fact, if one wants to cultivate the name, one has to observe some precautions. A cultivation of the name is called for because actually, although we say the name Krishna, we are actually unable to experience the full meaning of that name. What is the full meaning? It is Krishna himself. When I say Krishna, Krishna is actually present directly before me, face to face. But still, I don't see Krishna. My experience doesn't register the presence of Krishna, although Krishna is there in his name. What's the problem? Well, the problem is that I am chanting the name impurely. And because we say Atasi Krishna Nam Adi Nabhaved Krayam Indriyai, our materially contaminated senses cannot actually grasp Krishna's name or his form or his qualities or his activities. These things, his name, his form, his qualities, his activities, they are all spiritual and transcendental. And we cannot, with our materially senses, grasp them. But it goes on to say, Sevan Mukhe Hi Jivado Swayam Eva Sparatya Dav. When the senses have become purified by being engaged in Krishna's service, then they can apprehend Krishna. So the senses have to become purified. And that purification, just like the word for senses in that verse is jiva adaha, means the tongue, etc. So beginning with the tongue, spiritual life actually begins with the tongue. The exercise of the tongue is to chant Krishna's name. And we also, of course, later on will exercise the second function of the tongue, and we will taste the wonderful foodstuffs that have been offered to Krishna. So then when our senses are purified, then we can fully experience Krishna. So what blocks us from experiencing the holy name are called offenses. We are chanting the holy name offensively. And so when we can chant completely free from all offenses, then Krishna becomes manifest. And spiritual progress is made when we are chanting on the clearing stage, when the offenses are going away. Gradually Krishna becomes more and more manifest. It's just like the sun coming up in the morning. First it's dark, And then you see a little glow in the sky, a little thread of light along the horizon. Then the sky gets lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter, and then boom, the sun is up. In the same way, Krishna gradually appears to the devotee who's cultivating the holy name. And as we see, we may not be fully realized, but our experiences, the sky becomes lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter, so we know Krishna is coming. And we keep going. So this idea of chanting while trying to become free from offenses is so important that Prabhupada has established as a usual course before initiations that one review the 10 offenses against the holy name of the Lord, so we can remember what these offenses are all the time and try to avoid them. As soon as we are chanting and trying to avoid these offenses, then we are making great spiritual advancement. Of course, the holy name is also purifying anyway, but if we really want to establish ourselves firmly on the spiritual path, we'll begin to clear up these offenses. The first offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord. The devotees who are in the service of the holy name are very dear to the holy name, and he will not tolerate any blasphemy of his devotees. So we have to be very careful in serving the holy name not give any offense to the devotees who are in the service of the holy name. The second offense is to consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Ganesh, Durga, these are all great personages, the devatas, and they are all servants of Krishna. But they are not on the same level of Krishna. So to think that there are many gods, or that any one of them is as good as Krishna, this is offense to the holy name of Krishna. The third offense is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master, or to consider the spiritual master who gives you the holy name to be an ordinary person. Spiritual master is not an ordinary person because the spiritual master represents God. So I may be by myself of not much account, but if I can represent God correctly, then that person that can represent God should be honored just like God. Just like when it's a matter of representation, you know, when an ambassador to a country walks into a administration building of another country and acts mean, then it says his country is offended with another country. Whatever he does, that's what his country does. So when it says England reacted strongly today, how does England react strongly? Well, its ambassador says, "We are very upset." Or, "I am very upset," even, because he represents that country. So he may be an ordinary civil servant, but whatever he says, that is actually what his country is committing itself to. So the spiritual master, the order of the spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master, is in fact the order of Krishna, and should not be disobeyed. A fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature, or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. The Vedic literature is Krishna's mercy to us. Otherwise, we wouldn't know anything. God tells us why we are here on this earth, what we are supposed to be doing, and it's His kindness to deliver this information to us. So we should not disrespect the Vedas in any way. To consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination, that's the fifth offense. Just as I was telling you, the holy name of Krishna is the same as Krishna, and it can bring all wonderful things. You may say, well, that's a pious exaggeration, something like that. This is what is meant. Six is to give some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. The chanting of Hare Krishna is nice, the devotees are very happy. It must make their brain produce more endorphins or something, you know, or changes the gas ratios in your bloodstream, or, you know, I don't know. You can make them up, and people do. The holy name of the Lord is none different from Krishna, and that is why it is powerful, not for any other thing. Seventh offense is to commit sinful activities in the strength of chanting the holy name. If I take the holy name, which is my means of deliverance, and employ it in my own sinister purposes, then that is a great offense against the holy name. Oh, I can go out and do something sinful. I'll chant, get my beads and chant, it'll be wiped out, and then I can start over again the next day with a clean slate. This is a very grave offense, a dangerous mentality, and it should be rigorously avoided. Eighth offense is to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna as one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as fruitive activities or karmakanda. To think that the result of chanting Hare Krishna will be, I'll get rich, I'll have good business success. To use the holy name or think it's one of those kinds of religious functions that one performs for material well-being is an offense against the holy name. The holy name of the Lord delivers pure love of God. That's what we get from the holy name. The ninth offense is to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. I mean, anyone can chant Hare Krishna and appreciate it, but if a person is very sinful, then it's not a good idea to give too much instruction about the holy name. Just like in the Bible, it says one should not cast pearls before swine, or give what is holy to dogs. It's not appropriate. So similarly, one should be careful not to bring the holy name into a situation where it will not be appreciated or defamed. 10 is to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. We should understand that by engaging in Krishna consciousness and chanting the holy names of the Lord, everything else will be accomplished. It is not that I will attain Krishna consciousness and still be lacking in some affair. We sometimes have different sorts of problems. We have material problems, mental problems, and spiritual problems. The correct solution is to solve the spiritual problems. If we solve the spiritual problems, then our mental problems will be solved and our material problems will be solved. It doesn't work the other way. And you keep trying to solve your material problems without going to the root cause, which is forgetfulness of God and the abandonment of God's service, then it'll just be one patchwork remedy to another. And so these are the ten offenses. It is also another way to read these is that there's another offense, which is inattentiveness while chanting the holy name of the Lord, a distraction. When we chant the holy name of the Lord, especially devotees who sit down to chant japa, we have to give the holy name at least the honor of our attention. It may be that our mind may want to wander And to be on the clearing stage, when our mind wanders while chanting, we bring it back. This may seem a little bit mechanical, but actually, we love Krishna, and we're trying to awaken that love. And the beginning of love is attention. Just like if we sometimes our spouses will think if we don't pay any attention to them, we don't love them, right? So we pay the holy name at least the courtesy of attention, and that respect, and then gradually love develops. And when spontaneous love develops for Krishna, then there's no problem fixing our mind upon the holy name. But until that comes, we have to engage in some effort. So these are the 10 offenses against the holy name. And all of the devotees receiving initiation in the holy name are to be alert at all times to practice in such a way as to avoid these offenses. Then, next stage after bhajana kriya is called anartha nivritti. The dirty things of the heart will go away. The sign of success in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is that lust and greed and anger disappear from the heart. That is what. Just like when you are ill and the doctor gives you some medicine, antibiotic, you should see swelling, heat, fever, pain, they go away because the drug is potent. The medicine is potent. So this potent medicine reduces the fever and infection of material existence, and then gradually further and further stages of Krishna consciousness develop. This is for sure. People have gone on this path of Krishna consciousness. It is a science. We know what happens next, what happens next, what happens next. It's like here, if somebody is stopped or baffled in their progress, we can examine and see why, and make corrections, and again make progress. So this is not just some sentimental thing, but is a systematic cultivation of spiritual life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Just keep it handy, okay? Before we go any further, I forgot, you have these cups here in front of you? That all the initiates do. Now we're going to do a purificatory process. What we do is you take the spoon in your left hand and make a cup with your right hand, and into the palm of your right hand you put one, two, three little spoonfuls of water, right? And then you sip it, and then you take another drop. And you wash your hand, right? And now everyone can say after me, Om Apavitra Pavitrova Sarvavastam Dato Piva Ya Smare Kundari Kaksham Sa Maya Abhyantaraha Sri Vishnu Suchihi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu. Okay, now let's do it again. One, two, three, and sip, and then wash the hand. Okay. Om Apavitra Pavitrova Sarvavastam Dato Piva Ya Smare Kundari Kaksham Sa Vaya Abhyantaraha Suchihi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu. One last time. One, two, three, sip. Om Apavitra Pavitrova Sarvavastam Tu piva ya smore pinda di kaksham sa maya abhyantara suchihi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu So now I'm going to call the new initiates forward here and give them their beads. They can come over here, and why don't you move this out of the way? Huh? Okay, what do you do, put a guard? No, go ahead. You can put them on now. Principles?
No gambling, no intoxication, no meat eating, and no illicit sex.
You promise to follow those principles or fail? And chant 16 rounds a day on the beads?
I do.
Yeah. Hold out your right hand. So your name is Vrindavan Das Thakur Das. So he's the servant of a very famous devotee, a great devotee, a poet and writer. Vrindavan Das Thakur was the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat, and he is the incarnation of Vyasadeva for Chaitanya Leela. So you're a servant of Vrindavan Das Thakur Das. So Bhakta Pete, he's a big beast, you know. So would you tell me the four regular principles?
No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling.
You promise to follow those principles? And how many rounds a day are you going to chant on your beats? Without fail? Okay. So your name is Priya Darshan Das. Priya Darshan is the name of Lord Chaitanya. It means he whose vision gives pleasure. The servant of Lord Chaitanya. So, so Lenore? Martine Lenore? No, if you can. Okay. That's good.
You got the pad for me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then you can go like this. Is that all right, Maharaj?
That's fine. This is
okay.
Right. What goes on in the heart that counts, we understand.
Okay, so your turn a little bit slow, Mom.
You tell me the four regulative principles if you're not
on
stage fright.
Okay. No illicit sex, no gambling, no meat.
I knew you'd get. Yeah, right. A little nervous, huh?
No intoxication.
And that's right. Did you promise to chant 16 rounds a day on
yes.
these beans? Yeah, very good. Just with your right hand. So your name is Leela Shakti Devi Dasi. Leela Shakti. Shakti means energy of Krishna, and it's the energy by which helps Krishna perform his pastimes.
Hi.
You're the servant of that energy.
Okay.
Whoops.
Oh, that's okay. That's why I have a Savitri here for help me. See, they put that pad there, that threw you off. There we go.
Yes, you have to perform some austerities, huh? So, Bhakti and Stacy? Can you tell me the four regular principles?
No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, and no intoxication.
You promise to follow those principles without
yes.
fail? And how many rounds are you going to chant every day on these beads?
16.
Okay, very good. So your name is Vaishnavi Devi Dasi. Not too long ago, we were reading in Bhagavatam class about Vaishnavi. She's Krishna's yoga maya potency. Vaishnavi means belonging to Krishna. So Krishna has a potency, yoga maya, called, so because she belongs to Vishnu, she's called Vaishnavi. And yoga maya potency, she can reveal Krishna or she can conceal Krishna. Depends. So, Bhakti and Sue? Remember the four regular principles?
No intoxication. No gambling, no illicit sex, and no meat eating.
Very
fish
good.
Or eggs.
Yeah. How many rounds are you going to chant a day on these beaches?
16.
16. Okay. So your name is Swarup Shakti Devi Dasi. Swarup Shakti means Krishna's own personal potency. That is to say, Srimati Radharani. Swarup Shakti. So now I'm going to proceed with a fire sacrifice. I'm going to build the sacred fire. And then we're going to pass around some grains for everybody to... the fire is the mouth of Vishnu. And we'll throw these grains into the fire. We'll chant mantras responsively, and when I say swaha, that swaha means I offer, that you throw a pinch into the fire. So first I have to build the fire, so while I do this you can have a little chanting. Come close, did you get some grains, you can try to throw them in the fire, try to avoid hitting the priest. aim accurately there. So I'll chant through some mantras or sets of mantras, and at the end I'll say Svaha three times. With each Svaha you offer some little pinch of grains into the fire. We go on for a little while, so be conservative with your pinches. And I'll also feed the fire with a little ghee. I'm going to leave a passage for the deities here. We don't want to sit stand sideways. There we go. Are you ready to go? Om Ajana Simrandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Takshu Umilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Svaha 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 Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Svaparantikam Svaha 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 Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Purakamalam Vaishnava Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Agrajata Sahagana Raguna Anvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savaduta Purijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishaka Anvitamscha Svaha 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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Vamin Niti Namne Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Punyavadi Ostacha Vishatarine Svaha 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 Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namane Sri Varshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Bhavave Namaha Madhurya Ujvala Prema Adya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute.
Namaste.
Gauravani. Trimurtaye. Dinatarine. Rupanuga. Viruddha. Apasiddhanta. Dvanta. Arine. Namo Gaura Ishoraya Sakshat Arajya Murtaye Vipralamba Vasambode Padambhujaya Te Namaha Svaha Vinodaya Satchitananda Namine Gaura Shakti Varupaya Rupanuga Varayate Svaha 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 Gaura Bhava Bhumeshtva Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhauma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Svaha Kalpa Sarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Otitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namne Gaura Vishe Namaha Svaha 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 Pancha Tattva Atmakam Krishna Bhakta Rupa Varupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktika Svaha 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 He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Svaha 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 Jayatam Surato Pango Mama Manda Mate Goti Ma Sarvasva Padambuja Radha Madana Mohana Svaha 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 Divya Vrinda Aranya
Kalpadruma Adha Srimad Ratnagara Simhasana Stau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devau Reshtalibi Sevyamana Smurami Vasva Sriman Rasa Prasarambhi Vamshi Vata Tata Stitta Karshan Venu Svanaya Gopi Gopinata Sriye Astunaha Svaha 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 Tapta Anchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutte Devi Pranamami Pori Priye Svaha 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 Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Godada Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Svaha 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Svaha Svaha Svaha.
Now I'd like the initiates to please stand. Everybody should stand and hold the banana in your plate pressed between the palms of your hands. We need more wood here. We're going to put 7 bananas in this fire. Now, after the following mantra, which we're going to recite 3 times, at the end of the 3rd time, I want you to carefully place the banana in the fire. Be careful when you do this. The 3rd time, when I say Svaha. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Ramana Hitayacha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Ramana Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Svaha 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada Gita. Srila Premanande.
Ravindra Sam Prabhu.
We're serving up the song.